VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Americans on Wednesday are marking the 18th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. President Trump is observing the day with a moment of silence at the White House before attending a ceremony at the Pentagon for families of those killed when Al-Qaeda terrorists flew a hijacked plane into the building. In New York, hundreds of survivors and family members of those killed are gathering at Ground Zero, where the twin towers of the World Trade Center stood before the two Al-Qaeda hijacked commercial flights brought them down. Vice President Mike Pence expected to attend ceremonies in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, near where a United Airlines flight crashed after passengers took control from the terrorists who hijacked the plane. 19 men linked to Al-Qaeda carried out the four hijackings. Early on the September 11th anniversary of the terrorist attacks, here in the U.S., a rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. AP correspondent Mike Grossio reports.
A rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan shortly after midnight in Kabul. No injuries were reported. There was no immediate comment from Afghan officials or the NATO mission, which is near the U.S. Embassy. The attack came early on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attack on the United States. It was the first attack since President Donald Trump called off surprise talks between the U.S. and Taliban at Camp David over the weekend. Trump cited the death of a U.S. service member in one of two car bomb attacks last week as the reason. I'm Mike Rossia.
The American Medical Association urging everyone to avoid using electronic cigarettes, suspected of causing 450 recent cases of lung illnesses across the country, including five deaths. AMA, one of the country's most influential physicians group, called on the Food and Drug Administration to speed up federal regulations of e-cigarettes. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the mobile app. I'm Michael Brown. More news continuing right now. Early on the September 11th anniversary of the